To je také slovenské. Slovenské?
Také slovenské?
What do you mean?
Slovenské.
What? So Slovak?
So Slovak.
Oh, that's so Slovak.
Hi everyone and welcome to our cycle. That's so Slovak. To je také slovenské. Meaning that's so typical for Slovakia. In this series, week after week, we're bringing you observations of Slovaks and foreigners of some typical Slovak features. In this season of the year, when Slovaks who live in rural areas or they have weekend houses or chalets in the countryside, they will tell you, you have to taste our own. Would you know what they're talking about, Gavin?
Not really, no.
Right, so here's a hint. In autumn, we would collect it. Then we leave it rest for a few months. And then, at around this time of the year, we get to taste it.
Something fermenting, some wine?
Uh-huh, almost there. It's palenka. Do you know what palenka is?
That sounds familiar.
This would be homemade brandy or homemade spirits.
That's where I've heard it before, palenka, to burn.
To palić, So it's homemade spirits or homemade brandy of various kinds. So we would make them from apples, pears. So these are the things that we would collect in autumn, which I have collected with these two pretty hands. And then we left it rest for a long, long time. And then eventually it evolved into a small bottle of very good spirits. And of course, we're not trying to promote alcohol here. We think it's very important to drink responsibly and only after the age of 18. But it is very Slovak for people who have their homemade palenka to, you know, boast off with it. I also have to add that in Slovakia, it's illegal to distill these things at home. So people take it to a special place where they get their own fruit distilled. What they're really proud of is that it's their fruit, you know. They got their own fruit, their own pears, their own apples distilled. And they tried different things, you know. They tried mixing plums with the apples and tried to go for the right mix and then get the professionals to distill it. But still, they're very proud of their palenka or their brandy. Have you ever been offered spirits or brandy with the sentence, "You have to taste our own"?
I have not heard that phrase, but it may have been said in Slovak.
Uh-huh.
However, I have tried some of this palenka. It was just across the border, however, not in Slovakia. Uh-huh. It was just in the Czech Republic, but it was with a group of Slovaks living in a getaway house there. And it was apricot.
Uh-huh, very interesting.
And it was really nice, but very strong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember much after about the fifth glass they gave me.
Oh, I don't think you're allowed to drink that much, Gavin. You know, it's beginner's luck that you actually survived the fifth glass. These things are very, very strong, but it's really nice. And people are really proud of their own homemade brandy. If it doesn't taste, for some reason, if it doesn't taste good, don't ever tell them. Really, because I don't think you should. You know, I've had people offer me various types of palenka. Some are good, some are less good, some are excellent, some are not that great. You always have to have the same reaction. I don't think you're allowed to say, "This is terrible."
I don't think you would, even if it was terrible.
I don't think you're allowed to do that. So rule number one, never say anything bad about their own palenka. And rule number two, Gavin, would be
drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly. And then rule number three, never refuse. I don't think you're allowed to refuse if someone offers you, "You have to taste our own."
How would you say, "You have to try our own" in Slovak?
Musíte ochutnať našu vlastnú.
You must taste our own.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Ochutnať is to taste našu vlastnú, our own. And they don't even say našu vlastnú hruškovicu or slivovicu, because that's really the
that
type
would
of brandy.
That define the alcohol type. It's just, you have to try our own. It's just general. Own, our own anything.
Our own anything, and they just show you the bottle. And you know you're in the business and you have to go for it. So this is homemade palenka or a homemade brandy, a thing of pride and such a Slovak thing.
To je také slovenské.
Slovenské?
What?
Slovak?
That's so.
So. So.
So Slovak.